This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a Crowd Podcast.
Order! Let me start again. Hang on.
He's got a gavel!
Oh my God! Order! Welcome to the show growing committee. This is the third meeting of the year 2024. Co-host Tom Fordyce, are you present?
Gavel.
Are you present?
You got gavel.
Yes.
Thank you. Producer Ryan, are you present?
I can't believe you actually brought the gavel.
Are you fucking present?
Yes, present, but...
Can I have a go on your gavel?
Have a go on my gavel, go on.
So the gavel itself feels quite wooden. It's got a nice bronze band.
As described previously, Tom.
The gavel base... Actually, that is wood. It sounded a bit plasticky when you gave it. Let me have a go. That is very satisfying. Can I do it on your knee and see if your leg moves? Nothing. Nothing. If I keep hitting your knee, what's going to happen? I can tell
you. Just hit it harder.
Look, you bend it over properly so we can do the flick.
Bend it over properly. Okay.
Put that knee across that one and we can see if you, what your reflex is like.
I can't get my knee across.
<But don't>. Nothing.
Numb from the waist down.
I'm actually amazed you brought your gavel.
Why?
I thought I'd never see that thing ever again.
I'm the chairman. That's what I do.
So hang on. This was the one that we thought you'd accidentally sold in the golf.
Yeah. No, polo.
In the polo. Yeah. Only to find that it was in the garage.
I found it in the garage, yeah. I actually found the... What do you call... Is that the gavel?
The gavel is the hammer.
Okay. So I found the gavel in the garage of the stuff that I'd taken out of the polo. And then I found the wooden base on the windowsill in the lounge that the kids had been using as some sort of toy. It's a pretty shit toy.
Joe, you have...
Hang on, did we have a bet on this?
We did have a bet on this, yeah.
What was the bet?
I think I bet my eyebrows that I would bring that. And I think you bet your eyebrows that you'd have a neon sign.
No, I think the actual agreement was I would have an update on the neon sign. So
the update could be no and you still don't have to lose your eyebrows.
Well, I think it was positive news on the neon sign. You definitely didn't say eyebrows on having a neon sign here today. I have been looking though, Joe, and this is a bit of a budget question for the chairman, to be honest. They're quite expensive, neon signs. Have you looked into them?
I'm not the fucking treasurer.
Who is the treasurer?
We haven't got one.
Have we got a treasurer?
It's been one of the issues.
I'm the chairman and HR. So this isn't a treasurer.
You appointed yourself an HR.
You are treasurer.
I'm the treasurer.
Order!
Appointment of today. Congratulations to producer Ryan, who has obtained the mantle of treasurer.
It's not like I've got enough to do around here.
How much, Ryan, are we talking?
Well, so let me show you a design. They've sent over a work in progress. So this is like, I think where the red lines are on that, Joe.
Describe it, Joe.
That's where the neon would be.
We have got things people do. Our logo, and inside the letters, the white outlining of things people do have got thin red neon strips in. Fucking hell.
It's in the price.
520 quid plus VAT. Ooh.
Which means
you,
a lot more.
If you want a dimmer, it's an extra £62.50.
You don't get a dimmer thrown in.
But you do get a 2-year warranty. So, with the greatest respect, Treasurer, put your fucking hand in your pocket.
Should have done that.
It's been 3.5 years. Surely we've earned 520 quid.
I think we have, to be fair. If the committee as a whole is willing to sign that off.
Yeah, let's put it to the vote, shall we?
Hang on. I'm just looking at this design. It doesn't even look like a neon sign. This is just, they've just taken our existing logo and just put some red lines inside the letters.
I think where the red lines are to indicate where the white neon would be, if you see what I mean. So then it'd be on a square plastic background and then the neon sign would be the logo. Tom's not convinced.
He's thick.
I just can't see this as a neon sign. If you ask me to bodge something...
It's because the lights are on your tit.
No, but there's no light coming out of this neon sign.
Well, it looks neon from here.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a yes from me, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll put it to a vote. Say aye if you want the neon sign and say nay.
At the same time, or do you want them separate? Do you want the ayes first? Then?
All against this current neon sign, say nay.
Nay.
All for this current neon sign, say aye.
Aye.
So there we have it. We've got a neon sign on the way. Great work, Treasurer Ryan. Great work, Producer Ryan. Finally, after 3 and a bit years, you've come good. And I am very proud of you. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Appreciated.
So we've got the gavel. What about Daisy's mum?
Pardon?
Did you find
Daisy's mum has got it going on? What about Daisy? She's got some feedback.
Oh, has she? Positive?
Yeah, I saw her the other day. And the feedback is she's really enjoyed the latest episodes.
That's good. Great.
She particularly enjoyed the night nurse. She particularly enjoyed the Newsnight producer episode good. About Scoop with Sam. And commented that it was a nice change up to doing something serious. Mm. She also commented it was a nice, but it seemed a little backhanded.
A nuanced message, you know, she's not going to be 100% in favour, is she? But
it was, hey, hope she's having a great chill time. Just listen to the pod with Sam McAllister. Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Well, that's three bravos.
So good for the pod to have this content. You showed your intellectual understanding and held your own brilliantly.
Wow.
Silence from Tom.
Is this aimed at both of us or just you?
Just me.
Okay.
Serious topic now and again is good stuff. She was awesome too. The chimney sweep, what can I say? Nah, I just Josh. Want to cuddle him and go for a Starbucks with him and talk soot all day.
She wants to talk soot with, Josh.
With Chimney Josh. The YouTuber was epic too. Brilliant. I love this pod. Three cheers.
I think that's a wonderful review from Daisy's mum.
Yeah, it is. She also backed it up with in person of she really misses your jingles.
Oh, that's nice.
She said, why the fuck have you got rid of the jingles? And I tried to explain the whole rebrand and we're trying to get new listeners in. And she said, but I fucking loved Tom's jingles. That's what I loved.
It feels like as well, that kind of praise from Daisy's mum means a lot more than anyone else. So
she's, yeah.
I think the next logical step and what the listeners have been crying for is when she come in on the show growing committee. Can we make it happen for the next one?
7th of May.
We could even like just get her on the phone.
I think it would be better in person.
Okay. If you can bring her to the next show.
I will talk to her and I will see if I can get her down from Stoke.
Amazing.
And actually, if it goes well, maybe she can stand in for the days I can't make it.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
We got very similar views. She's got a potty mouth. In fact, she's filth. Fucking hell. I'm sorry, Square. I'm really sorry. So that's the Daisy's mum.
Right, Ryan, you are usually across these shows' inbox in a way that the chairman isn't. Do we have any emails from listeners and patrons?
We've got quite a few emails from listeners and patrons. But before that, there's also a couple of actual updates in terms of growth of the show, which is the whole reason why we're here. I'm really quite happy to say, chaps, that the show has actually grown recently.
Dun, dun, dun.
I looked at the chart the other day. If you remember last time, I think we were around... Yeah, that's it, gavel. Yep. I think we were actually around the sort of mid... We were at 142nd, was it last time?
We'd crept up, haven't
we? We'd crept up, but not by much. I looked, and we got up to 112 in the Apple charts.
That is huge.
That means we're on the cusp of breaking into the top 100.
Oh, that's that is like, cuspy, actually. That's quite cuspy.
Yeah, that's a 32% increase.
Yeah.
Fucking huge.
We were 26th in the comedy charts, which is actually pretty good.
It's better on the table.
It's better without the gavel base.
Fuck the... Get rid of that. Order.
So headline is, people have actually been show growing and doing a good job. So I think we basically just need to encourage people to keep spreading the word about the podcast.
Grow the show.
If you know.
For Joe and Tom.
For Joe and Tom.
And everyone.
Everyone.
Things people do.
Spread the word. Have you heard?
Things people do.
Ching, ching, dong.
Order passed. The show has been growing. So the good work that we've been doing.
That's great.
Huge.
That's mainly down to you, Ryan. So big raps to you, mate.
Thank you very much.
And Archie. Big shout to Archie.
Big shout out to Archie.
Yeah, big shout to Bobby.
Yeah, big shout to Bobby. But
let's just shout.
Shout to everyone. Anyway, there's been some good emails from our listeners and patrons. Amber has had a great idea that she's emailed in. And to grow the show, she said we should create a Take Marla to Work Day.
Oh.
Like a Take Your Child to Work Day, but where Joe tries out everyone's jobs in actual real life. I think that's a good idea.
Take Marla to Work Day. I like the sound of it. Joe, would you be happy being taken into people's places of employment?
I thought when we first started this out,
that's what we'd be doing,
that this would be the natural progression, that we'd actually go to try out the things that we get people on here to do, like... I very much think we should do that.
Which one of all the guests we've had of late would you like to go try their job?
Oh, fuck. I would love to go back with Josh to do chimney sweeping.
Yes.
But because I just think we'd have so much fun, wouldn't we? It would be fucking great. And I would stuff you up a chimney so hard, Tom.
Whose chimney?
Huh?
Okay.
I did want to do the penetration testing in real life.
Yes.
But then realised that everything went cyber and I'm not very good with Microsoft.
What about the bodyguard?
Oh, yeah. But then I'm not good with fake hands.
Fake hands?
They've all got fake hands, haven't they?
What do you mean?
Like, if you ever look at a bodyguard, they've got a hand down by the side and it's a fake hand because their real hand is inside their jacket on the pistol, ready to like, at any time.
So they have to get past their own fake arm and hand to pull the weapon.
Yeah. So like...
Why not just have an ordinary hand tucked in where the fake hand is, but holding a gun?
Not quick enough, and that's not the way they do it.
But it'd be further towards the outside of their garments.
Okay. I'd also like to be a tattoo artist for the day, where I get to tattoo you.
Can I have a facial tattoo, please?
What would you have on your face? Answer.
Ryan, what other emails have we had?
Okay, well, Take Marla to Work Day could happen. We'll work on that. This next one is from Paul Mosses, who says, hi, Joe and Tom. My son is doing art for his GCSE and chose his sporting heroes as a subject. He drew a picture of Joe and brought it to the England training in York. But of course, it heaved it down and we couldn't get Joe's attention. So I wondered if it would be possible to mail it to you guys and Joe sign the picture. It would mean the world to Ollie. And I've just put a picture of this in front of you guys. How great is that?
This is excellent. He's in Barbar's kit. He's got the eyebrow absolutely bob on here.
He does.
He's got the brown mohawk, full beard hiding a lack of chin, the broad shoulders. But Ollie is absolutely nailed both eyebrow and facial expression. And also, just zoom in, Joe, if you will, on the cheek area. The shading around your bare cheeks above the beard is magnificent.
First of all, Paul, I'm sorry to you and Ollie for missing you up in York. I would never have intentionally done that unless I was desperate for a shit. But what Ollie's done here is unbelievable. The contours of my face with his shading, and the accuracy of the ears, that one's like lopsided and a bit higher. But and I really appreciate that he's made my hair thicker than what it is in real life. So you've saved me a fair whack going to Turkey for that. That's great. Yeah, fucking send away. We'll get that signed and sent back, won't we?
Also, let's just sort of acknowledge how good show growing this is from Ollie. Spreading the word about things people do and Joe in his GCSEs to his teachers at school. That's what everyone should be doing.
Should we be advocating that? Because is this kid friendly, this show?
All work and no play makes a GCSE student a dull person. So look.
That doesn't rhyme.
In any way.
Do it again.
All work and no play. But the original doesn't rhyme. Makes Jack a dull boy.
All work and no play, the cats will go away. That's it.
Listen, I know what you're saying, Ryan, but I think once you get to GCSE levels, you are able to make a number of decisions yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
And certainly, I think most of us at 16 were watching Certificate 18 films. And we are no worse than some 18 films. Significantly worse than others. Basically, I think Ollie's fine.
Yeah, fair enough. If Ollie wants to do it, Ollie's got an A star from us for that. And if he wants to treat himself to watching Fifth Element, he can do that as well.
100%. Next up, we've had a question here from Victoria Grace Lopez. She asks, what is your first memory of Tom, Joe? And vice versa, what is Tom's first memory of Joe? I thought that was a great question.
That's a good question.
My first memory of Tom was listening to him on the Peter Crouch podcast and enjoying the sort of semi-serious angle that he brought to that. I loved that, especially in the early days. I was fucking all over that podcast. And then to discover that he was actually in Japan and I got the chance to have an interview with him, I was like, oh, this is cool. I get to meet Tom. And yeah, I don't know. You weren't, I had quite a warped view, or a quite a negative view towards the media, particularly the written media at times. And you just didn't fall under that bracket the first time I met you, Tom. And you were really quite engaging. There didn't seem to be any angle. You were just, it just seemed really nice.
Oh.
I don't know. That was a bit... Sorry.
That was actually really nice.
Yeah, I was just talking to Tom for that one. That's what I really enjoyed. And I think that's... I'd like to think... Well, I know it's grown. My fondness for you has grown over the years. And I really enjoy you.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, God.
Now my first memory of you... Now, obviously, it's slightly different because you have profile as a rugby player. But the first time I remember enjoying your chat would have been at Pennyhill Park, England's training base, where when the team is announced on the Thursday and you have those, there's an open day for the media, isn't there, where you can request to chat to any member of that match day squad. And I remember being at the back of one of those wood paneled rooms and you came on to do, you were like third or fourth man on for the presser. And you were talking total nonsense in the most entertaining way that was baffling people, as you do sometimes with people. You know that expression that you will see from people sometimes where they're thinking, is this serious or is he joking? Or I saw a room full of that and I was there to speak to someone else, but I found that very entertaining. And then, yeah, I have also got very fond memories of our meeting in Japan, because things can get a little bit formulaic in that situation. Where, you know, a player or a coach comes out to chat to you and you have 5 minutes and it's a bit... But I think we ended up talking total nonsense for about half an hour, much to the bemusement of the RFU media officer. Because
she was not keen.
You weren't saying the things that you'd been told to say. And I wasn't asking the questions that I'd been told to ask.
And she was trying to pry me away from it. She was like, all right, enough now. I said, no, I'm enjoying this. I'll stay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So there you go. Good question, Victoria Grace Lopez.
Thank you.
I love that. I mean, this is also from Terry Cash on a similar sort of subject. Terry says, can I apologise to Joe for giving him the finger at Pennyhill Park while on Six Nations duty? Must have been a serious interview as he waved back nicely. Do you remember that?
What?
he says you saw Terry the groundsman. You said you saw him at Pennyhill.
Oh, fuck, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, mid-interview.
Yeah.
He was with his missus. And yeah. I went, as a, during the interview, I went, oh my God, it's Terry. And the bloke I was doing it with, they were like, "What? Who the fuck's Terry?" And I was like, hiya. And to look across, you know, like in Between Us when the, I think it's Jay, who's waving at the other bus and he's on the other bus. And then he does the, he flips it to the finger and starts waving his finger. That's exactly, it started out as a wave and then Terry just was like, and a giggling with that smiley face that he always had. And then I went to look for him and I couldn't find him. It's like it was a figment of my imagination.
Whoa.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We've got a great message here from Hannah Joy, who says, "Hi boys, I've never slid into anyone's DMs before, brackets, not in that way, but recently discovered the pod. It's bloody brilliant. I love your interactions with each other, the silliness of it all, and that you have the normals on and we get to hear about their lives. Thank you for being my new, just woken up, feeling grumpy, getting ready podcast." I just thought that was a really nice message because we are growing the show. We're reaching new audiences. And also people listening to us in the morning.
You haven't made it up, Ryan, have you?
I absolutely haven't made
because,
that up.
Because she's called Hannah Joy.
Hannah Joy. That's her name.
I will find you the Instagram message.
Hannah Joy.
That is from Hannah Joy.
And she sent such a joyous message like that.
Saying that she's taken joy in the podcast.
Honestly.
She didn't say that.
She absolutely did. You wait
no,
for it.
There's no. She doesn't say, "I've taken joy in the podcast."
Hannah Joy, look at this.
You've misquoted her. Oh, yeah, Hannah Joy. It could be a bot.
That is Hannah Joy on Ryan's phone.
Oh, hello, Hannah.
Hannah, thank you for sliding into our DMs. That is a lovely message to receive.
We sort of want more messages like that off the back of this showgrown committee, so please do share that with everybody.
Ryan, critically, and we have recorded an episode today, Joe, which backs this up. Sometimes our very favourite episodes of all are the ones with our listeners. So talk us through guest applications, please, for the show. Where are we?
We've had a few good ones in, and I've picked out a couple here that I want to run past you. I thought this first one you would enjoy immensely. Vicky, a listener, has been in touch, who is an intimate wax specialist.
Yes.
She says, "My job involves clients asking if their boyfriend can join the appointment and watch me wax." "Clients bring in children and asking the most random questions, and creepy old men messaging all the time."
Sorry, when... You mean least sleep?
It's a yes, because there's just so much to unfold.
And I don't want to, look, Vicky, I don't want to say this is a cliche, but your name is spelled V-I-K-K-I, which, Vicky, sounds to me like a great name for an intimate wax specialist.
Have you ever been waxed, Joe?
Yeah.
What do you have, your ass?
My legs. Both of them done for charity. But then I kept the money.
Have you had your gooch done?
No, I've shaved my gooch.
What was it like as the hair grew back?
I didn't shave it like shave it like bick it.
You trimmed it?
Trimmed it, which is quite hard to get, and it fucking stinks.
Oh, hang on.
Sorry, let's just change that.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, I've had my legs waxed when I was younger at school, actually. It was to raise money for the rugby tour.
Yeah, that's going to help the coffers.
So I did that.
Painful?
Yeah, reasonably. I quite liked it. I had really smooth legs. I couldn't understand, though, when I put my legs into like hot water, I couldn't feel it. Is that normal?
What? All your nerve endings were present in your head.
I don't know. I just put my legs in and I didn't know whether they were in the water or not.
Were they definitely your legs?
I think...
You weren't standing next to someone who's in a bath.
Well, I've no idea how we're going to edit the Intimate Wax Specialist episode.
But get Vicky on.
We'll get Vicky on, definitely. And we'll talk about it. A couple more then. So the next one is from Nathan Gerhold, who is a stunt driver. And he wrote, I've worked on Fast and Furious with Tom Cruise and too many to mention. And then he also added, and I also own an Irish bar in Cheshire with Shane Lynch from Boyzone.
So I thought... I know where that bar is. I've been in there.
Do you?
Genuine?
Yes, D17 in Knutsford. Unless Shane Lynch from Boyzone owns multiple Irish bars in Cheshire, which he might do.
I was just confused about what he was saying he wanted to talk about, the stunt driving or owning a bar with Shane Lynch from Boyzone.
Well, listen, look, when I get back to Knutsford, I'll pop into D17. I'll ask for Nathan. I'll see what his chat is like.
Yeah.
If it's good, I'll book him. If it's rubbish, we'll pretend this never happened.
Maybe he can bring Shane from Boyzone with him and we'll do a double episode. Final one is from Dan Jones, who is a Wi-Fi engineer.
I fucking need...
I know.
I need
Yes,
Dan.
You do.
He says his job involves designing Wi-Fi for Wimbledon, not knowing anything about tennis, troubleshooting Wi-Fi for Beyonce at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and being called a laptop cunt by a 12-year-old Millwall fan.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And also then, Joe, he could sort out your Wi-Fi at home that doesn't work, so we no longer have to record from the Esso garage.
Oh, they'll be gutted.
They won't. You just leech off their Wi-Fi while parked up in the forecourt. Yeah,
it's actually not an Esso anymore, lads.
Is it a Shell?
It's a Shell.
Oh, no.
And I actually prefer leeching off them because it, like the fact that they don't pay the billions of tax that they should,
allegedly.
It feels like I'm getting one back on them. Do you know what I mean? But I would really appreciate Dan coming on to obviously know what it's like to be a Wi-Fi engineer, and we can go ins and outs of that.
Yeah.
Because how does that work?
I have no idea.
Like, literally, how does the internet work?
Why can't we feel Wi-Fi? You put your palm out and you just really shut your eyes. Shut your eyes. Just try and feel the Wi-Fi. Can you feel anything in your fingertips?
Well, yeah, because like, you're never not touching something. As in, I'm touching you, but I'm not.
You are. Your finger's on my left knee.
Yeah, but I'm not touching you, am I?
What is then?
The atoms. So there's this is what Jasper told me the other day. He said, you're never touching anything. Nothing ever touched anything because... atoms are everywhere. So although you feel that, hard on that, that's not me. That's me squashing atoms onto your knee.
Yeah, but you are atoms as well.
Yeah. So he was right.
Well
done, Jasper.
Well, anyway, there's a few good applications there. And, you know, please, listeners, continue to send them in because it's always good to hear from you. And, yeah, there's lots of good stuff in there. That's all of them.
Please, co-host Tom, bring this meeting to an end.
I'd like to bring this meeting to an end, Chairman, if that's okay. I would also like to urge our listeners to continue their show-growing exploits because, as Ryan has shown us, they are starting to pay off. Send any ideas in to the usual email, Joe, which you know so well because you are daily checking that inbox. It is?
it's Joe.
Mm-hmm. Good to
J-O-E. Mm-hmm. At crowdnetwork.co.uk.
Oh, you actually got it, yeah.
Thank you.
Smugsy.
Well done. All the best. Au revoir. Oh, have I ruined the table? Oh, fuck off, Archie.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Podcast Network.